Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elohim Speaks Sunday. You just listened to our national anthem. The age of freedom has come. What in the world does that mean? Until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. Freedom comes with a price. Freedom means control. Let's just start right there for a minute. So if you have to stop and ask yourself, what do I have control over? Okay. Most of us in this society, we don't have control over nothing. Okay. And normally for the first 5 minutes, we talk about love. This segment is very interesting because I just want to do a little bit about the COVID-19 virus. For those of you who are actually wondering, should I wear a mask, should I not wear a mask? Yes, wear those masks, okay? I know some of y'all taking CMOS and other stuff like that there, but just keep your mask on and you'll be fine. You know? Like I said, they got a new strain coming out, you know, keep your mask on, you'll be fine, you know? I just been checked. I don't have COVID virus. What have I done? I just wear a mask. Everywhere I go, my mask is on. And when I'm going strictly in the public, like shopping or something, I wear gloves too. Because if it gets on your hand and your pores, washing it off ain't going to do no good. It's still going to be stuck, you know? You can't wash it out of your pores. It's in there, you know? Don't hurt to wash your hand. That way you won't be maybe transmitted to somebody else. But I'm telling you right now, when you're out in the public like that, it ain't going to hurt you to put your gloves on. It ain't going to hurt you to wear your mask, okay? That's the key to this whole thing. Just put your gloves on and wear your mask. All right. Now, we're going to do this segment from the beginning. Because those who download this broadcast, I want you to have the full understanding of what's going on when we talk about the Bible as a code book over a religious book. Okay? We've been arguing and fussing and fighting over the Bible for a long time. The 1%. They know that the Bible is a code book, and they're using the code to kick your butt. You know what I mean? The 1% is not more powerful than the 99%. All right? This is why they don't want you to have a voice in nothing. The vote gives you a voice. The 1% don't want the 99% to have a voice in anything, because the 99% is more powerful than the 1%, okay? Now, we're going to take you, before I get into the COVID-19 thing, okay, as far as the type of vaccine, if you're going to take one that you should take, okay, I'm going to take us on a journey, all right, from the beginning, all right, with the book, the Bible, so that you can have some kind of understanding of what the heck is going on out there. That code book is so powerful if you know how to read it. Okay? Now, first we have to ask ourselves, let's just take the first code, Psalm 82. You are all gods. Don't say you're all children of the Most High God. Don't say that. Okay? They threw that in there. They're doing everything to keep you subservient, to keep you in a position of being created. Oh, wait a minute. What did I just say? To keep you in a position of being created. This is the first trick, okay, that all of the religious institutions are using. Religion just means realigning yourself with source energy, which is who you are, your source energy. You're literally a source expanding yourself. So we're going to take you back to the beginning, right? Okay. In the beginning, they say it was nothing. There was no darkness either, because darkness had to be made. Right? It was just clear nothing. Right? The only thing that was here was source energy. There was nothing else here. That's what we call the uncaused cause. Something caused it to exist, it caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. That's the uncaused cause. Other than that, you'll break your brain. Well, who made this? Or who made that? Or who made this? Or who made that? And you go on and on and on. There had to be a time when something just was. And that's what we call source energy, okay? Now, if that's all there's here, if you're going to make something, what are you going to make it out of? You can't make it out of anything other than the energy that's here. So you have to make it out of yourself, okay? Which means that if you make something out of yourself, right, it was not hated. It was made, okay? So when you make something, just like if you chop down a tree and you make a chair, you didn't create the chair. You made the chair from the tree. That's how it works. When you and your counterpart get together, you don't create the child. You make the child out of your substance and her substance. The child is brought forth. The child is not created. You have to make something from nothing. Any basic scientist, which is the culture that we actually come from, any basic scientist will tell you can't make something from nothing. That's the only time you don't use the word can't. You have to have something to make something. And that's what's going on. You're made up of the same energy that the entire cosmos is made up out of, physical and, corporeal and incorporeal, okay? They throw the word spirit and soul, they throw that stuff around so much that people are confused. They don't know what's going on. Incorporeal energy is not of the physical plane. Corporeal energy is of the physical plane. The only time incorporeal energy can survive in a corporeal realm is if it's in a corporeal body. That's what's going on, okay? So we're going to take you right from the beginning. Source energy began to produce things. Everything is coming from source energy. But you say, wait a minute. Why would source energy need planets and stuff? Source energy don't need the planets, okay? The planets are made up out of the same energy that you're made out of. We are actually incorporeal entities coming from around Sirius A and B through the black hole. That's why the pyramids and everything on the planet is locked towards the constellation Elohim. I'm calling it Elohim. They're changing to Orion. It used to be called constellation Osiris. So they've been changing the name around. But it's the constellation Elohim. Now, the reason why everything is pointing to that, I'm starting right at the beginning, okay? So you got a pencil? This is so uncomplicated that you don't even need a pencil. You can remember this because this is basically who you are and where you come from, all right? As incorporeal entities, you come through the black hole into this dimension. This is a physical dimension. Why would you even want to come into a physical dimension? See, once you wake up, you start asking questions that the so-called religious people can't answer, all right? So there's a gas the incorporeal energy gives off from being alive, all right? This gas is physical. This gas comes through the black hole into this dimension. At one time, there was nothing in this dimension but gas. So what the incorporeal entities did, right, they was afraid because there was so much gas building up in this dimension that they thought if it caught fire, it would burn a hole in both dimensions. So they came through the black hole, right, formed the body around themselves that could handle space. Listen to me carefully, okay? Because all this is going to come out as time goes on, but it's been coming out already. You just haven't been able to hear it because you caught in the matrix, okay? So right now, we're giving you the blue pill right now. We're waking you up, all right? So once they came in, they seeded part of the gas to see if it would burn through, But dark matter, right, keeps the gas and everything moving. So when they lit it, it didn't ignite through the whole dimension. So that's when they started Cyrus A and Cyrus B. Now, the reason why Cyrus A and Cyrus B is so dense because it has incorporeal energy within it. See, we haven't gotten to that point yet that we can manipulate the incorporeal world and the corporeal world. You know, we can barely understand dark matter. We know it's there, but we can't do anything with it. We don't know how to handle it. We just know it's there. You follow what I'm saying? So once that happened, all right, some of them had to stay here to monitor the gas that was burning. In order to stay here, they had to have some place to live. They made a planet to live on, right? Once they made that planet, they don't have to eat corporeal food. This is what's going on. I'm carrying you back to the beginning. This is going to take you right into Genesis, okay? Those of you who are studying the Bible. Once they start eating, they couldn't eat corporeal food. And once they take a bite or anything of corporeal food, it takes 7 years of not eating anything for them to go back into their incorporeal form again, for them to go corporeal and non-corporeal again. You follow what I'm saying? So that's what happens. Some of them begin to partake of the food that they have made on the planet, and they were stuck here. You know, they were stuck here. So they begin making other planets, making other solar systems. You follow what I'm saying? Your ancestors, okay, your ancestors made the sun, the moon, the stars, all of that, all right? Evidence. The moon is a satellite. Are we making satellites right now? Yes, we are. It won't be long before we be making satellites out of dirt, like we did back in the day. For the evidence of what I'm saying is all around you. If you can just look, if you can just open your eyes and begin to see, okay? The code, Psalm 82, that's the most important code that you have to deal with. You are all gods, all right? Okay? Now let's go into the first part of Genesis. All this is taking you into Genesis. There's more to the story, but I'm not going to drag it out. I'm going to take it back to the book because that's most of us are into the book, but you're not into the book as a code book. You're into the book as a religious book. And if you're into the book as a religious book, you're being had. I'm just going to say it. You're being had, you're being con, okay? I'm just saying it straight up the way it is. Religion is realigning yourself with source energy, which is what you are. That man in the mirror is the most powerful thing on the planet. But freedom means control. So if you give up your control over that man in the mirror, then you're going to get played. All of the churches and the mosques right now, they're telling you God is in control. This is what they're telling you. They do not want you to be in control of your life. They don't want you to be in control of your money. They want control of your money. They want control over everything. Now, if the Bible says in Psalm 82 that we are all gods, okay, when they tell you, okay, pray to God, which God are they talking about? You follow what I'm saying? Which God did they give you? I don't know what religion you're in, but all of them got some kind of God that they give you. That's the most powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, right? That's responsible for everything. You follow what I'm saying? All of them got one. And the most important thing, okay, listen carefully, that all of the religious institutions tell you, and they all tell you the same thing, that you were created. And I'm telling you now, you were not created. You are made out of source substance. You are the universe expanding itself. In Genesis, okay, the first chapter in Genesis is telling you, let us make man. Why would they say it like that instead of say, let us create man? They said, let us make man. After they said, let us make man, which is the code, okay, then they threw the word create in there. They know what they're doing. They want you, the reason why, now, you know, the reason why all religions tell you that you were created is because they want you in have the thought process that you're not equal to and you're less than something. Okay? But the Bible negates that. It said you are all gods. Now, there's certain conditions put on men and women, right? And they don't want you to think. They want you to think like a man or a woman. That's what that's how they want you to think. If you're a man, listen, man can't fly. You ever heard the saying? If man was meant to fly, he had wings. Well, they're right. Man can't fly. Women can't fly. They're subject to nature. But God, on the other hand, what the Bible tells you you are, you're not subject to nature. You want to fly, you build a plane. You build helicopters. You want to fly, you're not limited by your little arms. You want to fly, you're God. You can do whatever you want. You want to leave the planet? We off the planet. We got little ships up there that we're living on right now. You know what I'm saying? How can man do this stuff? According to the Bible, only God can do that. And since you're doing it, and the Bible telling you you're God, that's who you are, okay? It said, let us make man in our image, and he made them male and female, okay? That's in the first chapter. That's in Genesis 1, all right? Now we go to the second chapter. There's a different kind of man he's making, okay? He making man from the dust of the ground. Wait a minute. I thought he already made man. See what I'm saying? The first part, he said, let us make man in our image. All right? Then it said, created him male and female. Okay? But you were made. That means two entities got together in the midst of making, of putting a solar system together, which that's what they were doing. They had sex with each other, and they made children. That's what they're talking about. This is the male and female that they were making. They're making children. That's how you make children. That's how you make men and women in your image. Because when you have sex, that baby come out looking like. Now, if you jet black and that baby come out looking like somebody from Mars, you ain't going to own that baby. That baby wants to be in your image. See what I'm saying? If you have sex with a female and a dog come out, you ain't going to claim that dog. That dog ain't in your image. See what I'm saying? When you make children, they're in your image. They look like you some kind of way. If they don't look like you, they look like your grandparents. You know what I'm saying? That's how this whole genetic code thing works. Sometimes it skips a generation. A child come out looking like your grandparents. You follow what I'm saying? That's how it works. But this is how you make men and women. You follow what I'm saying? The Bible, it's not spooky if you understand the codes. And the evidence now, we can speak like this now because the evidence is here to show you that you have no limit. Why? Because you are a God. A God means you have unlimited potential. That don't mean you can jump out here and say, kung fly, kung, and everything to fall in place. That's not what it means. It means you have the potential to dream. And whatever you dream about, you can bring about unless you give up your control. This is what they want you to do. You are not, oh, nobody can do what God do. Oh, well, it's up to God. No, it ain't up to God. It's up to you. If I need some money, I'm not going to get on my knees and pray. I'm going to pick up my phone and call somebody. I'm going to literally call God. Yo, God, I need a couple $100. All right, brother, I'll be over there. I'll get back to you next week. Yes, sir. Okay. I know that money coming. You get on your hands and knees and start praying to the mystery up there. You don't know whether you believe it's coming. You hope it's coming. You think God is working in your faith because you've been good, like they told you you're supposed to be good. You know what I'm saying? I don't go there because the Bible tells me who God is. When I need help, I call God, and God come over and give me some help. You follow what I'm saying? I'm in Vietnam fighting. I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm in Vietnam fighting. I'm in prayer to know God. I'm relying on God behind me to watch my six, to protect me. You follow what I'm saying? And I came home. All right? I'm just saying, I'm going through this because a lot of us are caught up in the mix. Oh, now, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1. And let me know you have a comment that you disagree or agree or whatever. That's fine. I'll open your mic up right away, and you can make your comment, okay? Now, we don't use your we don't use your name unless you want us to. We just use the last four digits of your phone number. That way you'll know, that way I'll know that it's you, and you'll know that I'm acknowledging you with your hand up, okay? Now, I'm taking you through the beginning. I've been hoping that I get questions about all of this so I can go out of Genesis, but I haven't got the questions to take us out of Genesis. So we're going to be in Genesis for a while. When I hear questions that will take us out of Genesis, then we'll go further. You follow what I'm saying? I do use four or five different codes to help you today so that you can handle your money better, all right, so that you won't be stuck in the doctor's office. You know, that's why I put health down there, you know. So that you won't be stuck in a doctor's office having the drug dealers prescribe drugs for you. They're drug dealers. A pharmaceutical company, I'm saying it, they're drug dealers. All the medicine they give you has side effects in it to keep you on some type of drug. When I go to the doctor, they get mad at me because I'm not on nothing. You don't take no supplements? No, everything I get is from the food. You know what I mean? The food is your energy and it's your medicine all at the same time, you know? They thought they saw something that looked like cancer one time a year ago. I'll go back last time. It ain't there. How come it ain't there? You know what I'm saying? Because the way I eat, if there's any irregularities in my body's going to fix it because the body is a very powerful instrument. But you have to feed it properly, okay? Now, man was made twice, all right? The first time he was made, I'm talking about the entities had sex and they made babies. That's how they made the babies the first time. Men and women, that's how they made them, okay? Nothing spooky about it, all right? The second time, it's a code. It's not about them making a man. It's about cloning. But let's go to that whole story of Adam and Eve. Now, we just talked about corporeal and incorporeal energy. This is what we just talked about, that you are corporeal and incorporeal. All right? At one time, you had the ability to do that. They call it shape-shifting. But, you know, since we've been caught up in the matrix for so long, we don't think we can do any doggone thing. We don't. Well, I'm a man. A man has limits, yes. Okay? If that's what you think. Well, I'm a woman. A woman has, if that's what you think. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible is telling you different. It's telling you that you're a God. That's what it's telling you. And not to have you think like the people that's referring to this all-knowing, all-seeing entity. You know what I'm saying? That's not that God that they're talking about. They're talking about the God who has unlimited potential. Never let nobody tell you that you can't accomplish whatever you're dreaming about. You know what I'm saying? But you have to deal with, now you deal with, reap what you sow. All right? That's our culture. That's our culture. All right? Reap what you sow. It's science. We're scientists. That's who we are. That's what we are. We're scientists, okay? They just took the term reap what you sow and start calling it science. I'm just letting you know that the science is reap what you sow. That's where they get the concepts from. You put two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. You use mathematics, okay, to control the reaction. That's reap what you sow, okay? You're sowing two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. That's science. That's reap what you sow. That's our culture. They just call it science so that you don't relate it to the book, which is reap what you sow. That's science, okay? I'm just giving you a wake-up call. Once again, if you have a comment or you want to say anything, just press 1 on your dial, and we can dialogue about this. I love to have dialogue. It's not a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Listen. In Genesis, we're going to Genesis right now. We're still in Genesis. We're talking about the Adam and Eve story, okay? How come they never heard God walking until after they ate the fruit? Remember when they first came on the planet, when they first started building planets, that if an incorporeal entity ate corporeal food, they would turn corporeal, and it would be 7 years of not eating incorporeal food so they could turn back to corporeal again. That's what that was all about. That's what they're teaching you. Follow what I'm saying? All of a sudden, they ate corporeal food and they began to see themselves. See what I'm saying? God never came to them walking when they was incorporeal because he didn't need to walk. But once they became corporeal, God had to come to them as a corporeal entity. That's why they heard him walking. Come on. You follow what I'm saying? And corporeal in that garden, if you're a corporeal being, you can't stay in there too long. Okay? Body can't handle the energy. The physical body can't handle the energy. So they had to leave. They weren't put out. They had to leave. Okay? The men and women, that what man coming from the dust and air being blown into man to make him a living soul, okay? That's cloning. It's letting us know that you can go into the male and you can produce a female. You don't have to just produce a male when you go in. The clone, you can get male or female out of that. And when they're doing their cloning, they're telling you the wrong information because the code is in the book. They know that. That's where they're getting the information from. That's why they're doing cloning, because that's where they got it from. You follow what I'm saying? They're working on the incorporeal aspects now. They still ain't figured it out, but they're working on it. They have they're doing experiments where when people die, they have things that can contain the energy. They have things, cameras that can watch them. They're working on this stuff because of what it says in your book. It's not a religious book. Religion means realigning yourself with source energy, which is what you are. You are source energy. That man in the mirror, is man or woman in the mirror, is the most powerful entity not only on this planet but in this solar system, in this particular universe. The only difference between those that are coming here to visit and you is the fact that you just don't know. You just don't have the information. If you got the information, you can build ships faster than anything on the planet. They're working on that, too. The Star Trek ship, they're working on it. I think five or six European countries have got together, and they've been working on an energy source to move a ship like that. You follow what I'm saying? You can check this out. I don't know if you can Google it now because they're changing the Internet. I went to Google some information that I got before, and it ain't there. They're switching things up. They do not want you to know who you are. And they really don't want you to know what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, they do not want you to have this information, because once you get this information, would God need another guy to lead them around? You don't need nobody to lead you around or to help you go across the street. You can go there on your own. You have the potential to do so much if as long as you're not caught up in the madness. And that's what you're doing. You're getting caught up. I'm just going to say it. They running a con on you, man. That's what they doing. Oh, well, Jesus is Lord and Allah is Lord and Lord Buddha is Lord. They got each group have somebody for you to be less than and not equal to. But they're talking to these people. You follow what I'm saying? Well, God told me the other day. What God told you the other day? What God are you talking about? Are you talking to Yahshua? You follow what I'm saying? What did he say? Come on, man. They running the game on you. If you want to know what God, your church is talking about, follow the money. The Bible says we're all gods. Whoever's in charge of the money, that's the God you follow. Okay? I mean, Jesus never rules around that. Jesus was one of the most humble people on the planet. He that eateth with me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I you will do. That's what the man said. You know what I mean? He didn't walk around talking about, oh, I'm so special. No, he didn't do that, because he knew you was God. That's why he knew you were going to do greater than what he did. You follow what I'm saying? He touched somebody and healed them. Okay, people die. You put the electric things on them and shock them. They come back to life. Okay, it's going to get better than that after a while. The more we grow as God, the more powerful we're going to get, the more information. I was just watching 18-year-old children, you know what I mean, enrolling to college, 10-year-old boy enrolling to college. This is what I'm saying. Once you take the limits, you have to take the limits off your children. You follow what I'm saying? Why do I have to take the limits off my children? Let's think about that for a second. Why do I have to take the limits off my children? The Bible says we should eat from the tree of life. If your children don't produce, what happens to you? Society dies. Your children are the tree of life. They're the tree of your life. They're the fruit from you. And you're supposed to be eating out of from what they produce. Now, if you're not teaching your children to produce, you're going to be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of trouble. They're blocking. See, now the 1% have their children learning different things. And they have special classes for their children. You know what I mean? And it costs a whole lot of money to go to the schools where they go because they want their children to have certain information that you don't. That's why it costs so much to go to Harvard and to Princeton and all that. Why do you think it costs so much money? They're suppressing your children, trying to keep them from getting the information that they're giving to their children. It ain't no coincidence that these millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, state trillionaires for generations at a time, they're passing the information on. You're not getting the information. You don't know. There's a private side to this society, and there's a public side to this society. We've been functioning on a public side. There's a private side. In the private sector, you don't pay taxes and all this stuff. Why do you think Trump only pays $700 in taxes, all them billions of dollars he done played with? Because he's functioning on a private side. This is what they're not telling you. The private side comes through your trust. Every time I mention the word trust, I got to give Brother Will-I-Am a shout-out because that brother been fighting to get this information in us, you know what I'm saying? But we so sleep, you know? We so sleep, we get the information, we don't know how to use it, okay? Well, that's changing too because we're beginning to wake up, okay? And those of you out there talking about, well, I don't vote, you got a problem. That means you don't know what the heck is going on. You are a trustee in an estate called the United States, and the Constitution is your instrument, is your trust instrument. That's why they have to swear to it, okay? That's how they have to swear to it every time they take office. You vote on them to manage the trust for you. That's what's going on. You get to vote because you're a trustee in this particular government. This is why they go through great pains to take control over your children who are the beneficiaries, okay? I ain't going to go too far into that, but I'm just saying, all right? I get fired up. I get to talking, and I missed a little commercial. So what I do, I have to give back. You got people that have been on the radio for years trying to wake you up to different things, okay? But they're not getting a whole lot of recognition. They're not getting this. They're not getting that. People not, you know, they might not be making enough money to do what they're doing. So what I do, I give them a shout-out, okay, to people that listen. I let them know that they're there. And that you can go hear these guys, okay, whenever you want. This is Elohim Five Tribes, this is Constellation Elohim Society of Love Radio. We present Elohim Speaks every Sunday from 8 to 9. The call-in number, 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. If you got a business and you want to promote your business, we don't charge you to advertise on our show, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that will let you know that that it's you, that, you know, that we recognize your hand up and you can do what you want, okay? So I'm just going to go through kind of quick, all right? Also on Monday, we have society meetings on Monday. So if you want to tune in, you can. The numbers, call the same number at 6 o'clock, 516-453-9230, okay? That's what we're talking about, that trust stuff that we're talking about that you need to know about, okay? So that you can protect your family, your children, and all that stuff from these money-hungry people that's coming after your stuff. So just give us a call on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air, okay? Okay. Now, I released the Gospel CD, 911, Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The CD link is CD Baby, Elohim Christ 2, that's the number 2. So check it out. This is how we pay our bills. And I have a book on the market. well, you can catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 track and you listen to the songs and stuff. I've written and produced all the music that you hear, okay? Now, we talk about Jesus coming. When Jesus coming, where are you coming back from? Where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first one, out of the goddess's womb, okay? So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess that we're in. And brothers, it takes two to make them, so it takes two to take care of them, okay? Those sisters need your help, look out for those children. Don't forget to check out my book, The Final Prescriptions Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. For more information on a CD or book, call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. Also, we have just released, I'm going to release it. It's on BMI right now. But a CD that will open up your pineal pituitary gland, allow the kundalini to pump that energy through to help so that you can wake up. That's what I'm saying. That's a meditation CD. I also have a CD out to tell you how to meditate. I haven't released that yet. Only the members of the society have that particular CD. So that's not actually on the market. But if you want more information about it, just call 215-758-1703, okay? Or you can call me at christelohim@gmail.com, okay? Now, okay. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. He's not just giving you history, he understands it. He feels in all the missing pieces. I'd like to give a shout out to the Legacy of the Nation show hosted by Bobby Macclestone. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. Okay, the call the number is 319-527-6199. If I say anything too fast or a number that you want me to repeat, just hit one and I'll give you that number again. Okay, where am I at here? also, I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word and she speaks a great word. Boy, does she speak a good word. So you might want to give her a check out on YouTube, okay? Let me give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube. And Nikki Love, your mom. Her call number is 909-749-8626, okay? She's a good spiritual reader. I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. And she's pretty good, I have to tell you. So you might want to check her out, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 of Pennsylvania, UNIACR. That's the organization started by Marcus Garvey, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at UNIA 267-822-2320, okay? now, the UAIA, they're offering land to build on in Africa, which we're going to be going to Africa in July. For those of you who don't have your passports, get them ready because we're going. RBG Industries, they make designer clothing, buttons, and flags. And so if you want a good tailor-made outfit or buttons or land, just give them a call. The number is 609-638-5828. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Safe More Electronics. That's an electric company. It's owned and operated by my son. I always stick my chest out when I talk about my children. Just give him a call at 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. He does great work. He did some work for me and really, really, really good. He's certified. He's certified and licensed, so you don't have to worry about that, okay? Also, I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs, while actually 7 CDs on market, and he just released another CD. And you can reach him at YouTube Heaven 2019TEE.Thornton. For more information, just give them a call, 267-259-4077. And if you listen to my album, you hear that beautiful harmony and background back there. He helped me with that. Brother got a beautiful voice. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Thompson Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. That's another one of my little ones. I always got to stick my chest out when my children are doing something, you know what I mean? She has an after-school service. and the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday. Our email address is teletalklearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healer. We're talking about Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. If you call him, he will send you a free list of herbs that you might need. And also, he has an herb store. You can get all the herbs and stuff that you need to help you out, you know, and our sickness and stuff that we have, you know. Also, give a shout out to Dr. Bill. His number is 613-561-3864. He has water systems. If you want some purified water, stuff like that, then give him a call and he can help you out with that, okay? So if you don't have one of these, if you're sick and don't have one of these specialists, you deserve to be sitting down. Nobody deserves to be sick. So give these guys a call and don't worry, be healthy, okay? All righty then. So I know it takes a few minutes, but we have to get back, you know, and that's what I do. I like to get back, especially to those who work so hard every week trying to bring you information, you know, and I'm trying to get information about where I am to find out what station he's on so that those of you who study and trust can actually look him up and learn a lot from him. I'm not a trust teacher, but my job is to point you in the right direction so that you know. So that you know what's going on or where you're going, okay? Now, with that being said, oh boy, we only got about 13 minutes. Now, I was supposed to go through the health thing, so I'm just going to do a couple of minutes. I got caught up in the book and the code and what we're supposed to be doing. I got caught up into that. So let's just do the health thing just for a couple of seconds here so I can wake you up to what's going on. Genesis. This is why we're sick. You know, you go on the internet, they Google up the Genesis diet. You got the 1%. They know about the Genesis diet. They're trying to follow the diet. That's why they're living longer than we're living. You follow what I'm saying? It says, I've given you herbs and fruit, grain, plants for meat. For meat. Okay? That's what's supposed to be your meat. That's why later on in the book it says, don't give up meat. All right, but we're talking about fruits and vegetables and stuff. That's the diet that you're supposed to be. That you're supposed to be on. Now, to you vegans and vegetarians, let me tell you right quick. Just eating vegetables is not enough. You have to eat vegetables in the right combination if you're going to be healthy. Now, the question is, why are you eating? You're eating to make the perfect cell. If you're making the perfect cell, you don't have to be worried about gaining weight or losing weight. Your body is going to stay exactly where it's supposed to be because you're creating, you're making perfect cells. Okay, this is what you're doing. All of the food that you eat, right, needs to be in your system for all the minerals and nutrients that you need to have, need to be in your system at the same time. Your body acts like an oven. Like when you're making a cake, if you leave a couple of ingredients out, the cake ain't going to come out so good. If you leave a couple of nutrients and stuff that you're supposed to have when you're eating, it's not going to come out that good. I'm going to give you 5 vegetables that have almost all of the nutrients that you need, okay? You got broccoli. You got string beans. You got collard greens. You got Brussels sprouts. And you have green beans. 82%, 82 nutrients and minerals is in those 5 vegetables. When you cook your collard greens, don't just cook them, put them in a crock pot. Because the collard greens, the molecular structure of the collard greens is so dense that you have to use a crock pot to break takes a certain amount of heat to break that collard green apart so that you can get the proper nutrients out of it, okay? Listen. If you're following the book, it's a code book. All you so-called Christians out there who are following the book, you're not supposed to be consuming flesh. The book says so. Don't be mad at me. The book tells you that you're not following the book, okay, if you're eating flesh. All right? That's what the book says. Meat is not flesh. Flesh and meat are 2 different things. They trip you up in the matrix so that you think when you're eating flesh that you're eating meat. Okay? Meat as prescribed in Genesis 1:29. Go read it. All right? I know you've read it already, but when you're caught up in the matrix, you don't have eyes, you can't see. That's why Jesus said, let those, he said, let those have eyes, let them see. Those have ears, let them hear. You can't hear nothing, you can't see nothing because you're caught up in the matrix. Right now, the blue pill is coming at you. We're giving you the blue pill. Take it, accept it, drink it, wake the heck up. Now, listen, those of you who saw the matrix, you know there's a reason why when Keanu Reeves, after he took the pill, he pointed to the mirror, and then the mirror consumed him. We're talking about the man in the mirror. It's like Michael Jackson was trying to wake you up, talking about the man in the mirror. That man in the mirror is the most powerful thing on the planet. There's nothing more powerful than what you see in that mirror. Tell your children that there's nothing more beautiful, nothing more handsome than what they see in the mirror. So they're going to be trying to look. So they're going to be trying to look like somebody else. You don't need to look like what you see on TV. You know what I'm saying? That's not the most beautiful thing in the world. The most beautiful thing in the world is in your mirror. That's your number 10. And if it don't look like you, it can't be a 10. The best it could be is a 9 if it come close. You follow? But you got to get this into your children. Your children don't think they look good because they got a larger nose and bigger lips. You follow what I'm saying? You got to talk to your, you have to talk to your children. You have to let them know who they are. You have to let them know that they're unlimited entities. I say entity because we have physical and incorporeal energy together. That's why I call you an entity, okay? And this entity that I'm calling you is unlimited, okay? Now, remember, if you got something to say, just press 1, and I know you have a comment, and I'll open up your mic. You can say what you want, disagree, agree, whatever. You follow what I'm saying? But the Bible is a code book, all right? I only got about 7 minutes. So, the COVID virus, I typed that in. There's 2 vaccines out there, the Pfizer vaccine and the other one begin with an M. Don't take the one that begin with an M. That's like a flu shot. Take the Pfizer vaccine if you have to take one. The Pfizer vaccine blocks the virus from attaching to yourself. That's the one you want, okay? If you got COVID-19, that one will help you. If you take the other one, that's like taking a flu shot, okay? It gives you the virus so that your immune system can kick in and take over. That's not the one you want, all right? I haven't taken a flu shot since I left the service. What, 50 years ago? Well, come on. This is what I'm telling you, all right? If you have to take the virus, take the Pfizer vaccine. Don't take the other one, okay? Dr. Lee Muhammad said don't take none of them because they're not all designed for black people, but I don't know because I'm not a scientist. I am a scientist, but I don't have the tools to research what the virus is and is not. I'm just going by the information that I'm getting so far, okay? That's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to wake you up a little bit, all right? Now, remember, it's not so much you being a vegetarian or a vegan. Your combination of vegetables are important. Now, those of you who are getting the books from the society, there's a nutrient chart in the book. Now, you can make up a nutrient chart of your own based on the book for the vegetables that you like because you got other vegetables that have the same amount of nutrients and stuff as the 5 vegetables I mentioned. All right, but you have to eat all of them. You have to have all of the nutrients in your body at the same time when you eat. A 3-meal-a-day diet is crap. You can't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner because when you eat breakfast, your body don't have the minerals and stuff to process the food to create the perfect cell. This is why we're getting sick. 40, 50 years old, we on the drug dealers got us. We're on some kind of drug for the rest of our lives, okay? Because we don't know how to read the book. The book is a code book. Your ancestors left you a code, and they left you evidence that you can live for 900 years. You can live for 200 years. The evidence is in the book, but you have to follow the book. But in order to follow the book, you have to learn how to read the book. Our children are putting the book on the side, and they're in trouble out here because the parents don't know how to read the book. because the churches, I'm just going to say it, you can hit one and come back if you want. I don't mind pushback. It's okay. You can, because the churches aren't giving you the correct meaning of what's in the doggone book, okay? The book says you are a God. So when they tell you that God is in control, what God are they talking about? Ask them. What God are you talking about? You're talking about, yeah, Jesus was a God, but he knew that you can do greater than what he was because he knew you was a God too. Come on. I'm just telling you guys, read the book. You follow what I'm saying? We can go through the whole doggone book like this. There's portions in the book where it's telling you what the kings and queens are going to do for your children. Have them running beside the chariots and all that. All that's in the book. Telling you what them people are going to do to your children if you get involved in that. And the people walk around talking about, I'm a king, I'm a queen. That's a system. That's not who you are. That's a system of government, a system of rule where only your family members can be in charge. That's what that is. When you talk about you're a queen or a king, you want to be ruler over everybody else that's not part of your bloodline. Come on. That's what's going on. This is the wake-up call, guys. This is the blue pill, okay? Some of you can handle it. Some of you can't, but we dropping. We dropping the information, okay? Like I said, hit one. If you have a comment or something, if you want to push back, hit one. That's not a problem, okay? You can go to any part of the book that you want. All right, I'm not going to hold you. Any part of the book that you want, and I'll tell you the code about that particular book. And let's just go through three of them that's going to help you today in your everyday life, okay? Moses. The key to Moses was that he set up a centralized banking system. Black people, where's your centralized banking system at? So that you can run, so you can handle yourself. If they gave you reparations right now, they have to figure out who's going to get it, who's going to be in control of the money, because you're not set up like that. They got you divided under every, well, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, I'm you're everything under the sun except for who you are, God of the planet. Okay, the Quran says you're vicegerent. How powerful is a vicegerent? Nothing's over vicegerent except for Allah. Come on, that's how powerful you is. We're talking about the God in the mirror. You understand what I'm saying? All the books tell you who you are, but all of the books also can be manipulated so that somebody else can be in control over you. Freedom means control. Ask yourself today, what do I have control over in the society? The only thing you have control over is that you can push society in the right direction through your vote because you're a trustee in the society. So the only power you got is the vote. Trump is a madman. We fired him through what? Through the vote. We didn't have to get armies together and all that to get rid of this guy. We went out and voted him out of office, and that's what happened, okay? That's how powerful the vote is. You are a trustee. Country is a trust. Well, you got to do some studying. You got to do some research. I'm letting you know. Do some studying. Do some research. Get you some books. Find out what's going on. You have gotten your wake-up call. We started at the beginning to the uncaused cause, and we came all the way through Genesis to the second making of man. Okay? Okay? Now, I'm out of time here, so I can't really go any further. I would like to. So I think next week we're going to do health again. I speak more on health and stuff. I got a little. I apologize. I got a little carried away here. I get fired up, man, because we are so special. We are so powerful. We have so much going for us. That is amazing. I like to do my closing assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now listen, I didn't get into love today, which is what I normally do for 4 or 5 minutes, but our slogan, love is the act that make others feel good, okay? And if you're in a relationship, if you're in a group, I don't care what group you're in, always think about what can I do to make the other person feel good. And if all both of you are doing the same thing, you'll be in a feel-good relationship and you'll be in a feel-good group, okay? This is your brother, Elohim, signing off. I love you guys, and we'll talk again. Well, those of you who's going to be dealing with society, just we'll be on the air tomorrow at 6 o'clock, okay? Much love. You guys stay strong out there, okay?